Once again, Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter.
Jesus is risen. Alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia.
It's so good to say alleluia again, right? It's been a while. Today is the day when we should party. We should have a party. And I'm sure many of us will. There was a party at one particular place, and the man had too much fun. He was a little drunk, but he wanted to get home early so he can go to bed. And the quickest way for him to get home is the way that he had to go through the cemetery. So he took that short route home. On the way home through the cemetery, in a dark, cold night, he fell in a freshly dug grave. And he screamed for help, but no one was there to help him. And he finally realized that it is dark and he was the only one there. So he decided to find a place to sleep. So he went into a corner of the grave and sat down there and slept in the cold, waiting for daylight. And not long after, there was another drunkard who happened to take the same route. And he fell into the same grave. And this man had no idea that there was somebody in the grave beside him. So he screamed really loud, screamed for help. But no one there to help him. And he was so loud that the first guy woke up because of the noise. And with his cold hand and deep voice, he touched this man and said, "Relax, you are not going to get out of here tonight." And in an instant, that guy jumped out of the bridge and left. Today, Jesus is risen. He did not jump out of the grave because of fear or panic, but he is truly risen. He is alive. So often we ask our children when they graduate from high school or college, or when they got a new job, when they got a new haircut, or after they have been to the gym in a while, you usually ask them, "So, do you feel any different?" Right? Do you feel any different? So today I ask you the same question. After this 40 days of fasting and doing almsgiving and praying, do you feel any different? In other way, I ask you, are you different? Are we different after this 40 days? And the answer is very easy. You know, God loves us so much that he sent his son to be like us, to walk with us, and to teach us how to love, how to live our life, and even display his love on the cross for us. We hear stories from the scriptures, from our history, and from the Bible, story after story, how Jesus loved his disciples and loved the people. He performed many miracles. Stories like that, he continued to bless us, and we know that God continued to love us and guide us through every moment of our life. And so we are grateful. We are grateful for that love. God did not do all of that. See, God does everything. He continued to bless us. He has done wondrous things in the history of our human history and continued to bless us with so many things. And he has done everything for a reason. And that reason is us. We are the reason. We are the reason. God loves us. So he has done all of that things, even he died for us on the cross. See, God did all of that so that we can be different. God sent his son to die for us Not so that we can remain the same, but he sent his son to die for us so that we, each of us, can be different. Today, if somebody asks us, do you feel any different? Or are you different today on this Easter Sunday? Hopefully our answer would be yes, I feel so much different. Now that I see God, how much God loved me, you know, I can be a little more, I can give a little more, and I can love a little more. That should be our answer. You know, we do all of the things that we want to do in our lives. When we make a decision to do something, we know that that decision that we make would help us be a different person, a better person. And so today, God loved us and died for us, and that he opened the gates of paradise for all of us. So that should be a reason for us to be more, to give more, and to love more. I don't know about you, but this is a wonderful day, a great day for all of us. And we should not feel the same. We should feel different. So Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.